play today.
Here's a man to tell the musical bell, Bill Stewart.
Thank you very much, Artie Wayne. Starlighters, the late Tony Iovello and company, and a very happy Friday to you all. Here we are back at the old stand again, and we just got word from up front. You see, this actually does come from a building that doesn't exist, but it has to have a door, that Frankie Carl has arrived and will be with us momentarily. We were expecting him back today, and we're happy he's here. So shall we kick it off musically, and then we'll pick up our discussion where we left off last Tuesday when he was in. Three goodies to kick it off today. Mr. Frankie Carl back with us, who was with us Monday and Tuesday this week, and Frankie, of course, plays just as great as ever. And that's American Patrol in Hindustan, taken from around the world with Frankie Carl. Little thing that ended up with American Rock and Roll, if I remember, which is one of your few departures. and then from an album called Top of the Mark, Oh, What It Seemed to Be, a tune that we've played before by Francis Albert, matter of fact, last Tuesday, but this is one of Frankie's own versions, and of course he did it himself on Columbia, many of you remember. Now, let's see, in case anybody wasn't with us, that's your tough luck, because we've certainly had a ball on Monday and Tuesday chatting about one thing and another. Frankie, what do you like to do when you're not busy writing songs and making records and being a grandfather?
Playing pinochle.
Are you a pinochle fan?
Yeah, I have a friend of mine in the studio here, Warren Stoss, and I come to Los Angeles, instead of staying home, I play pinochle from... Oh, gosh, sometimes in the afternoon, all night long, or 2 or 3 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Double deck?
No, single deck.
Oh, single deck.
Yeah, we're four
that's
people.
No fun.
Oh, yeah. And that's all I do. And then once in a while, I play golf up in Apple Valley. Once in a while, like.
Well, how's your golf game?
Terrible.
Are you a real duffer?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'd say about 100. And I have always asked Lloyd Magum, who's a personal friend of mine, our pro up Apple Valley. And he tries to give me lessons, and I won't. I can't do it. I don't know. I asked him a funny question one day. I says, Lloyd, I said, you know, there's a club I can't use. It's a number 8 club. Every time I hit it, I shank it, either right or left. I said, what should I do? He says, give up the game.
What do you do? Do you still play a little piano at home, too?
No, I practice every day.
You still do?
Yes. I don't play a song.
No, but just...
Just practice. Oh, yeah, to keep the fingers in shape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, every day, Bill, at least an hour and a half, anyhow.
Your style stayed pretty much the same over the years. You haven't really changed it too much, have you?
I never will change a style. Because I believe it's the people recognize for my style. I guess I'm the only pianist today that has a style. What I mean by that is that a few years ago you had Zess Comfrey.
Sure.
Then you had a fellow that introduced the Eddie Duchin style.
Sure.
And Fats Waller.
Uh-huh.
And then for the fancy stuff was that, to me, was the greatest was Art Tatum.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no doubt about that.
And
great
then technician. I came through with a style that was just adaptable to youngsters and anybody playing piano. But the trouble today with every piano player in the world, every time they'll copy a little of my stuff, but they can't do it. Now you take a very good friend of mine. It's Roger Williams. He plays a nice piano.
Yes, he does.
And sometimes you swear it was me playing. He's the only one who comes close to me. But the rest can't do it. I don't know what it is, Bill. That's why I guess they called me the golden touch of Frankie Carlton's piano. I don't know. But it's a style that the people enjoy, and it's so simple.
Well, it goes well with a big band. It goes well as a solo, and it goes well with a rhythm group.
That's right.
You know, it's very listable, so you can play for either, you can be a little show-offy, or you can play like cocktail stuff. And,
right. Well, if you bought a record called Riding High and listen to it carefully and slow it down, I think you'll find a couple of bars of Sunrise Serenade, because that was my style in those days, which that's how I wrote Sunrise Serenade.
Mm-hmm.
Try to put my style into 8 notes to make a melody of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my style then was all over the piano, playing the same lick as the beginning of Sunrise Serenade.
I'll be doggone.
Yeah.
You know, I never really figured it out to that degree. It's an interesting observation, particularly from, you ought to know, you know.
Well, one reason, Bill, why I had my own style, when I was studying piano, from the time I was 5 years old to 21 years old, I never heard another piano player. I studied 16 years without stopping. From my uncle who taught me, and he said to me, never listen to any other piano player. That's the only way you're going to get your own style, and that's why I did.
I'll be doggone.
Even today,
I'll
hear maybe a couple of bars of
some
of the pianists like Peter Nero, Andre Previn on TV, and I'll shut them off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to get stealing somebody's idea, even though I couldn't do it, probably. I don't know. I have never tried it.
Well, here's some of your own ideas, and we'll play several. Thank you.
lines, I'd like to present handsome young Darryl Stevens.
It's a blue once were filled with heaven, with you away, how empty they have grown. It's a blue world from now on. It's a thank you.
Three more by Frankie Carl, our special guest in A Quarter Century of Swing. The Fabulous Frankie Carl, which is an old reissue set from the original days of the Frankie Carl Band with Somebody Loves Me and Love Nest. And then a great RCA Victor album, particularly beautiful package from Top of the Mark. And a young fellow named Darryl Stevens who sang. Whatever happened to him?
That's what I want to know. He was Bob Hope's, one of Bob Hope's proteges.
Yeah, I remember that, because I think his Hope's brother found him, didn't he?
Yes,
yeah.
Jack.
Yeah, the late Jack.
The kid had a wonderful voice, but it didn't come through on record. In person, he was great.
Mm-hmm.
And they all expected big things of him. I don't know what happened to him. He came from Dayton, Ohio, I believe it was.
Really?
He had a great future, but what happened, I don't know. Well, let's face it, there's a lot of great singers today. Well, take Gordon McRae.
Sure.
Didn't sell records.
No, he didn't. One or two, but and yet he's doing very, very well now.
That's
in the
right.
Legit field with records.
That's right, the same,
you know?
As Robert Goulet.
Yeah.
I don't know, I
can't...
Well,
there's a lot of difference between Gordon McRae and Robert Goulet. You know,
well, <I'm>
one of them's a singer.
Well, Bill, what I'm trying to point out is a lot of people have something but don't sell records.
Yeah.
And some people have both. They can mm-hmm. sell records and have a personality. I don't know what it is. Now, you take Perry Como.
Mm-hmm.
He sold a wonderful bunch of records.
Sure.
And he had both. And
yeah.
Some other guy will come along, will say he's got even a better voice.
Yeah.
But doesn't project on records. I don't uh-huh. understand it.
No, there's just no way to figure it out, is
no.
there? Well, let's get back to the music before we get in trouble. Yeah, don't sit under the apple tree with anybody else but me, huh? And then how about you? A provocative question. A couple more taken from a medley out of 30 hits of the Flaming 40s with our special guest Frankie Carl in the Quarter Century of Swing, a program which emanates from Limbo here each and every day of the week, Monday through Friday about this time. And awfully nice to have you with us. My name, by the way, is Bill Stewart, and all things being equal, we'll be back in about 15 seconds.